Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 737, Surprise Drop, recorded live on June 11th, 2020. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And I'm DJ Blue PDX.
And welcome back to Podtacular after taking off a week. We are back behind the microphones this week due to some craziness that happened last week. If you've been just alive at all, you probably know what's been going on. But we'll try to keep it lighthearted and try to keep everything Halo-related for today. So let's go ahead and jump on into our community update, starting with our recap of the last two Fragging Fridays. GT, how did we do?
I don't know, man. It's been too long. Well, last week, we did Halo 5. We had some fun. We actually jumped into some Warzone and we actually did pretty well. I was quite surprised. We only got spanked once, which was pretty good. Out of four matches we played, I believe. And then we moved into some customs.
Very nice.
We've been getting really good turnout on the game night, so customs have been kind of popular lately. I am always looking for new customs, so if you do have something, feel free to send me the information on Xbox Live. You can get me at Godzilla T. Don't forget to put the space between the Godzilla and the T. One of these days I'll fix that when Microsoft releases that gamer tag that somebody else has.
Oh.
I've thought about messaging the person.
Is there someone else that has Godzilla T without the space?
Yep.
No, they don't see spaces because I can't change mine. I can't change mine to DJ Blue PDX because the system doesn't see it as being different.
Oh, really?
Than DJ Blue Space PDX. It's the dumbest thing ever. And I've gone round and round and round with Xbox support, and I love Xbox support. They're really, really efficient at what they do, but it's just the way the system is built, and it's bizarre. But they don't see the difference between a space. That's why if Duststorm wanted to put a space in between the two, it wouldn't be possible because it still sees it as the same gamer tag.
Because when I first applied for the gamer tag, I put Godzilla T in and it said it was used.
Right, you're using it.
No. When Xbox this Live
before
launched,
you did Space T.
When I picked my gamer tag
way back then,
I put in Godzilla T. And it said it was used.
The legacies. Got it.
Wow.
Gotcha. Now, legacy days, that's a whole different idea.
DJ,
system.
You have to understand that how old is Xbox Live? 15 years?
No, more than that.
No.
19, yeah. God damn, now I'm fucking old.
Yep.
Yeah, I got I got mine like in year 3/4.
Not even a year.
Back when it was the OG days.
Yeah. I would say year one, but it wasn't quite over with year one yet.
Oh, jeez. That was before my time. That was before I even knew what a controller was.
He was still on baby bottles then.
I wasn't that young. Potacular facts? What? What are you talking about, Laird?
Facts? Why would we have facts?
I don't know why you mentioned facts. I have no idea why. I mean,
not facts. Never mind.
Because you're still using a fax machine. You have more issues than necessary.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
But the week before, we did play some MCC. Had a lot of fun there. We hung kind of around Halo 2-ish. We did play a couple others, but we kind of hung around Halo 2 and just enjoyed the updates to the sandbox and everything and not being able to being able to shoot people and not to kill them instead of the floor.
Because
that floor deserved everything it got.
Well, now it does, for sure. Thankfully, that's not an issue anymore.
Looking forward to getting some time with the Halo 3 flight, even though that's my least favorite of the Halo games when it comes to multiplayer.
For me, it's a little more tolerable that they've fixed, quote-unquote, the aiming scheme, but it's still probably not my favorite.
I never, well, don't get me wrong, aiming was part of it, but that's not what I ever, all, that's not the part of it I had the problems with.
The bullet registration?
Well, I'm excited.
Oh, I was just asking, was it the bullet registration, or was it just kind
of
the
bullet registration? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other big.
It seems like from the same distance, somebody could always four-shot me, and I could put two clips in them and not kill them.
Pew, pew. Wait, pew, pew.
I've always been fascinated by the bullet registration issue, and I'll tell you why. Because it's alarming to think that we require this much effort from a bullet that doesn't have the hands to even fill out the registration form. And now we're making it like register itself before we even send it across the way to shoot somebody who knows they've earned it. You know, it's a lot to ask for our weaponry. And then how do you get lasers?
DJ, we have to prevent this bullet fraud
to register. Bullet. This is a Call of Duty bullet in a Halo game. This is not standing. I'm not standing
That's
here.
Right.
I'm not
That's
standing
right.
for this.
Oh man.
Too much? Too much? No.
It's gonna be a great show, people. It's gonna be a great show.
Yes, yes it is. We were gone anyway, for a week. We have to make up for what we missed.
Yeah. I'm excited for to see how much improvement we see in the campaign.
Yeah.
Just digitally speaking for PC. So I'm excited for that. I've got it downloaded. I cannot wait to stream it tomorrow. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
I'm curious to see all the stuff that, like, all the 4K updates they did for, like, the 360 back compat game, and obviously some of the stuff that's already in the Xbox port, but see if they touch any of that up for the PC release.
Yeah.
It's like they've already probably done some of the work, but is there any more touch-ups that they plan on doing for this release? So I'm curious about that. And Ace says he's ready to do a four-person co-op ghost only on the final mission. Good old Vidoc.
Right? Heck yeah.
Which,
I'd be up for streaming that again.
That would be fun. Although, I'm going to go ahead and jump into this, because it's pretty exciting news for everybody, that Halo 3 ODST Firefight's coming back to MCC.
Uh-huh. Right? Yeah.
Endure. If they bring that achievement back, we are streaming it.
Oh, heck yeah. No, I'm excited. ODST Firefight was incredible.
I can't sit still for that long.
It's just 2 hours.
I can't do that anymore.
It's just 2 hours.
Yeah, it's bull.
Well, that's okay. Here's the thing. You know what you could do? You could just, if you're going to play it from your Xbox, you could just get the controller with the little holder thing, put it on your phone, and then just live stream it Cloud Lock. And be playing it like that.
Yeah, sure.
Running to the bathroom.
I don't know if you want to rely on the living room cloud streaming for
walking down the street.
Because I remember doing this on 360. Me and my buddies did it on Last Resort or Last Preserve, whatever the.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
And, well, let's put it this way. By the end of the game, we had so many damn choppers, we were running out of places to put them.
it was the one that's Uplift Niche Reserve area. I think that's called
Uplift.
Yeah. I think
no, it's called Uplift, if I remember right.
I did it on Alpha Site. Or the one that's in the Oni building.
Yeah.
I think that's called Alpha Site.
Yeah, that's Alpha Site. A lot of people said that's the best one to do it on, and I find that it's the hardest one to do it on.
So that one of those two is usually what people recommend. Either do it on Alpha Site or do it on Last Resort. So those are the two maps that people recommend.
Yeah.
Although I almost did it once on the one that's underground, the Hive data center one. I forget what that's called. But anyways, I've seen a lot.
The home above the Yanmei that drives me crazy every time I'm down there.
Yes. Yes. Everybody's been so excited that ODST Firefight's coming back.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, the OG Firefight.
Do I want to sit down in front of it for 4 hours to do that achievement again? No.
I think
once
it's just
was enough.
2 hours.
Oh.
I think it's it just
took
2 hours.
It took us 3 hours doing it on Uplift Reserve.
Okay.
But Uplift is a big map, so
it takes a while to get through the rounds.
Well, it takes time to hunt everybody down. But
the nice thing about Alpha Site is you don't have to deal with the vehicles.
Well, that's actually the part that makes things easier.
I can see how it could.
Because when it comes bonus round, everybody jumps in a chopper. And you go way back and you just
shoot them from afar.
So then here's my question. Which map has hammers natively in it?
None of them.
Well, then, you know what? Firefight.
Well, so the brutes do drop hammers.
I'm kidding. Oh, yeah. No.
They do drop hammers, but they don't necessarily have hammers on the map.
Right.
Yep. No, I'm excited just because I get to go float around and beat the living daylights out of things with hammers again. It's one of the things I love about Halo 3, man. As soon as I know exactly where I can pick up hammers and from when those brutes drop with hammers on every single mission in that campaign, I steadfastly reserve access to those hammers at all times, no matter who I'm playing with. So it's understood. Look, I have one. You want me to have that hammer because I'm going to be a much more effective teammate in the last run with a hammer than I will with any other weapon there is. Yep. Trust me.
Blow them through the door and DJ will smash them with the hammer.
Yep. 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 Getting like a triple or quad kill with a hammer is always the greatest feeling ever.
Yeah, it definitely is. Especially when you can time them coming around a door or a walkway and just smash them right there dead and no more problems.
And then every time you do it, you just get everybody to harmonize at once with dun 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 dun. Hammer time! And you have to dance like that with your controller in your hands.
Is that your theme song for your life, Hammer Time? No.
No. It's called my new theme song is called Dolphin Smooth because it's a fishy title.
I can't. That was horrible. I'm sorry. I just offended dolphins everywhere. That was horrible.
Please don't go near an ocean. They're going to be angry for a minute.
Yeah, I'm never doing that again.
Charlie's upset with you.
I wouldn't blame him.
Ruh-roh.
moving on. Achieving Halo, we did one this past weekend, not the weekend before. And we did some more stuff in MCC. We tried to do Lone Wolf. That didn't go well. Yeah, we started off trying to get the 150,000 points on Lone Wolf, and the way that you, I guess, like the easiest way to get it is you have to jack one of the wraiths that kind of spawns off a little bit, and it's in the soft kill zone. And we tried doing that, and we couldn't get it to work. That
is that really the only way to do it?
It's not the only way, but it's
that's
kind
just
of the
easiest way.
Yeah,
get
it's the most
it.
Surefire
okay.
way. Like most of the recommendations that I've seen is do it on easy, and with most of the skulls on, so you get the multiplier, so you're not suffering just from easy. If you wanted to just grind 10 hours or something, you could probably just do it easy, no skulls, and just do it that way, I guess. But other than that, it's getting the wraith, and then you basically use the wraith to splatter enemies. And
I remember in Halo 3 ODST when you had to get, was it 150,000 points on each of the firefight levels?
Was it each one?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a great way to forget that you're gaming until it's dawn. Oops.
I told myself.
I'm not saying I've done that. I'm just saying I've done it more than once.
I did one a week because that's all I could handle. And then I didn't play Firefight for the rest of the week.
That might be one of those things for MCC where, okay, I'll do one of those achievements and then do a Lazo attempt.
Yeah. I think I'd rather do the Lazo
attempt. It'll be really interesting if they. If when it comes out, they offer up, you know, like a double XP weekend just for firefight achievements kind of a thing where to encourage people to, hey, you got to do this. You got to get these levels and you'll get these cool things.
Nameplates and probably customization, too. I would imagine with Halo 3, there'll probably be a second season of content for the MCC unlock system. Because we're still season one. And Halo 3 was kind of the first real customization that we got for armor within Halo. So I'm guessing that's when we're going to see our second season pop in. So that should be exciting. I already seen people post tweets and social media posts about getting to customize their Spartan the way it used to be and getting hyped about being able to customize not just the full armor set like it currently is in MCC, but being able to do piecemeal. So that's exciting.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
I rocked pretty much all Mark VI with the katana sword in OG Halo 3. I'd love to do that again.
For a while there, I was rocking all recon except for the helmet.
Okay.
Because and then I think I was running Hayabusa helmet for a while. I'd kind of bounce around on the helmet.
Hayabusa was cool.
Every time I'd put the recon helmet on, I got so much damn grief. I'm like, do the freaking achievements.
Yeah, they're not that hard.
Well, not all of them.
Well, I mean, if you put the time into it, they weren't that hard. Yeah, they were difficult, but
they were just time consuming is what they were.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah. Yeah.
We have two new Mishima Monday posts. I did not do Streamer Showcase this past couple of weeks just because of craziness of things. But we got Riding Spartan. He posted up two new Mishima, Dawn Under Heaven, which is a older Mishima back in the Halo Reach days, I believe, and then a teaser for Reclaimer. So we're kind of going back through some old stuff. There's not a lot of new Mishima right now, so we're kind of picking up some of the old ones that were pretty popular back in the Halo 3, Halo Reach days and posting them, since this is kind of our foray into covering those things. So you probably recognize a lot of them, but they're still good to watch if you haven't seen them before, especially for some of the newer folks that are involved in the community. And if you want to see some really cool content that the community produces, that's a good way to kill some time. There's a lot of stuff out there. That's multiple hours of content. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. We already talked about the special on the last one. For our company commendations, we are getting very, very, very close on our next one. So close. We are just over 100 away from killing an opponent that shot you first. We have 111. 111. Dang.
You're almost there. That's then.
Very close. We should be there within the next couple weeks. I hope we're there within the next couple weeks. I'll put it that way.
We made some gains on Lawnmower Friday.
That's good. Is that Castle Wars?
I personally added like 12 of them.
Nice. Yeah, Lawnmower Castle we Wars. Have 309 left on those. And then our second closest one is getting Assassinations. We have 209 of those to go. So three of them that are very close to being done. Mm-hmm. Very close. And the last two are still the last two, but hey, the blue bars are getting bigger. So that's nice. Yeah. And then we do have a Tale from the Foxhole this week. This is submitted from Bobby. He posted a screen cap from Halo Wars 2. With the subtitle of, what is it with me trying to play a casual game of Halo Wars 2 and I keep having to turn a 1v3 match into a victory? So for those who haven't joined us on the Achieving Halo when we were doing Halo Wars 2, you would know that what Bobby usually does when he plays Halo Wars 2 is go into a like player versus AI playlist. So you basically match up with two other players and then you play against three heroic AI on the other team. So it turns out that this game in particular, one of his teammates dropped at the very beginning of the match, and then one of the other one dropped out about two-thirds of the way through. So he basically had to fight against three AI and win. And this good match Lord. Took over an hour and a half, and he won.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
All right.
So, good job, Bobby, and Thank you for being my backpack while getting all those Halo Wars 2 achievements. Because, yeah, you're nuts. But I appreciate that. You're nuts in a good way. Just to clarify. All right, moving on to our matchmaking updates. What do we got for Halo 5 coming in this week, GT?
Well, let's see. Come on, scroll. Today is June 11th. So, Triple Team, Triple Shrimp Team.
Triple Team rotates.
Yeah. Triple Team rotates in for Castle Wars. Warzone Assault goes live for the weekend. On the Master Chief Collection, let's see. May 27th.
Just read the updates.
May 27th. Of course, we have the yapping going on. Don't forget to slay your 150 grunts with headshots throughout MCC while the yapping is going on to get your Shut Your Yap nameplate. And
I'm going to spoil it. The happening is already over. It ended yesterday. It is?
Oh, yeah. It did, didn't it? Damn it.
Yep. What do you have to say about that? You're only here for 2 weeks.
Come on. Why are you?
None of you are ever going to make it. None of you are ever going to succeed.
You say that, Yap, but just keep. If that helps you sleep at night, then sure.
I have food nipple. I always sleep at night.
Anyways, continue, GT, sorry.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I needed my methane fill. I hadn't had it in a while.
Yeah, I might need some infusion here to get my brain working again.
I have a needler. You want that?
Sorry.
Good stuff.
Is Yap Yap done?
Go ahead. I'm done. Sorry.
Go ahead, GT. I'm sorry.
All right. Griffball is the featured 4v4 category. It is available in Halo Reach, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, and Halo 4.
Very nice.
That's as of June 10th, so yesterday. And
hold on, how is Halo 2 in there? How is it in Halo 2? There were no hammers.
Sorry,
in
Halo 2 Anniversary. I don't know. That's a good question.
Halo 2 Anniversary has hammers.
Right, but Griffball isn't an available game type in H2A. It wasn't even created until H3.
Yeah, but H2 has assault, doesn't it?
But they included it in Halo 2 Anniversary. Like, so they have Ricochet in Halo 2 Anniversary. So it's probably...
That's right. Yeah.
A variant off of that.
Okay, so it's the Ricochet Griffball variant. Right. Got it. Okay, that makes more sense. I've never actually played that. That could be interesting.
Yeah? Isn't that part of the... Is that not part of the mini season that Play Griffball is doing?
Is it?
I thought they were doing five games. Sure. I thought they were doing 5, 4, 3, Reach. Yeah, it would have been Halo 2 Anniversary.
Well, there's Reach, there's Vanilla and Dash.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe not Halo 2 Anniversary. Okay.
But yeah, now I really want to go and play it. Sorry, you just surprised me with that one. That's a new one. Go ahead, sorry.
That's it for this week.
Cool, very nice. For the MCC development updates, there's a big blog post about it, so we can skip the forum post. Basically, everything that they were talking about is out now because Halo 3 flighting is live as of today. We were just talking about that a little bit earlier, but it's here. We will be playing it this weekend. I know DJ will be streaming it probably some tomorrow and throughout the weekend. GT will probably be streaming it at some point. I will be streaming it at some point. So if you want to come play any of the flighting at all, just see where we are on the weekend. Hit us up in the Discord. People are going to be playing Halo 3. This is probably going to be the biggest launch for the biggest game launch on PC in MCC. So there will be plenty of people playing it. So
I just hope I can find some time to.
Right. I'm going to try to make time this time because on the Halo 2 flight, all I did was play campaign for a couple hours and I found the bug and I filed it. That was pretty much it. Oh, you got, if you find the bug, report it. Frickin' report it. They went through a whole in this MCC dev update. More than half of the update was contributed to how they file bugs and address it through engineering, through community support, through QA. Like, Basically, they took all the, to say, like, hate and criticisms and all that stuff from the last bug that came out with Halo 2, and they basically said, here's a whole freaking process of what we do to address bugs in flighting.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you have a problem with the bugs, go read this. Hopefully, it'll give you an appreciation for all the work that they have to do to make sure that the game is as bug-free as they can possibly get it. It's not an easy job, people.
No, it's not.
In no way, shape, or form.
So give them some slack, okay?
It's hard enough when you're building a new game. When you're trying to retrofit an old game that was never meant to be where it is, it makes it even worse.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I have my opinions that I think they're pushing these things out way too quickly. I mean, I understand they're trying to push this out because of Infinite launching and all that stuff. Fact still remains, they're trying the best they can, given the limitations and restrictions they have to get these flights out and get these games out. So it's okay to criticize.
Until you've developed the game.
Yeah. It's okay to criticize. It's okay to say, hey, this ain't cool. As long as you do it in a respectful and constructive manner. Yes, Penn, because the community never overreacts.
No. The Halo community overreacts. The Halo,
right? Never heard of that happening. Shocking.
No, you just think about what you're saying before you start typing.
Yeah.
Switch places with the person you're about to criticize, and think about what you're going to say.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And think how you would respond to it.
Like, yeah, I have to agree, Pens. All right.
So. For the Halo 3 flighting, flight goals of this is obviously to test some of the new features that they're including, which, drumroll please, includes Forge and Theater!
Woohoo!
Hey! Finally! In addition to customization and challenges. But Forge and Theater is one of the big ones that people have been clamoring for ever since Reach came out back in December. But yes, Forge and Theater is available in this flighting. So
with mouse and keyboard even.
Yes. Yes. So if you want to check that out and want to have an impact to make sure it's working coming out the gate when Halo 3 officially launches in MCC, participate in this flight, please. Just do it. Take some time. Go ahead and
set up your save and quit macro.
Get with your significant other, say, hey babe, I know we had this plan this weekend, but any way I can just shave an hour out of the day to just play this game that I love so much. Just I want to make it a good game. Want the good memories. I want other people only to an hour? Enjoy. I mean, if you want to barter for more, that's totally up to you. Whatever you think you can get away with. No, I have not, Ace. My wife is very supportive of what I do and all the stuff that I do to support Halo, and I make sure I support her and all the stuff that she's doing and give her the time throughout the week that she deserves. Probably deserves more of it, but...
Well, me and my wife have been married long enough that we kind of enjoy the time away from each other.
Yeah, that works too. Thank you.
Don't get me wrong, we like being together, but, you know, we've been together for a long damn time.
Hey, it's a wonderful thing if you can make it work. That's my opinion on it. So, in addition to Forge and Theater, customization is also coming into Halo 3, so the full customization that you're used to back in the 360 days is going to be there. Some people have already gone and customized their Spartan and posted on Twitter and social media. Talked a little bit about that at the beginning of the show. And then the challenge system that's kind of been hidden in the background ever since the Halo 2 launch on MCC will finally have a visual presence, so there will be a challenge hub on screen, and hopefully that means that by the time Halo 3 launches, the challenge system will be fully integrated and useful.
That would be handy if it was useful.
So apparently right now, I didn't know this until Kid Skull, or maybe Bobby, I think it was Kid Skull, told me this during our achievement stream on Sunday. Apparently there's a set of default challenges in there, and they're weekly. If you complete a campaign mission on every difficulty in every game. And so basically, if you played one legendary game on Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, and Halo Reach, you would get all the available challenges, and that's like free bonus XP right now. And I didn't even know that was a thing.
Wow.
Yeah. So for all you XP hunters out there, one legendary mission a week in every single game gets you all the current challenges that are there, and they refresh every Wednesday.
Interesting.
That's on both PC and console pens.
Yeah. Awesome.
I didn't even know that.
So just any legendary mission, yep. Or but just one in each, yep, available game.
You just
game.
Have to complete one mission each. On there's a challenge for every difficulty, but it's kind of one of those things where it stacks. So if you do a legendary mission, it gets the normal, heroic, and legendary challenge all done.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, if you're doing the XP hunt, there's a little hint for you that I had no idea. Outskirts on Halo 2 Legendary. That's one of the quicker missions for me to run through. Although, I don't know if he's not in here right now, but shout out to Kid Skull. He hopped in and actually speed ran Halo 2 Legendary on Uprising. All the little tricks that you use to get out of the map, he got that time down for me to under 5 minutes.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yes.
Nice.
Under 5 minutes. So he shaved off over an hour and 15 minutes on my total legendary time for Halo 2. So, yeah.
That's incredible.
Which, you have some stories with that a little bit, DJ, because you were doing some... You're attempting to do par-time, par-score, and...
Yeah, we discovered a little ways in that there's a stable process of what you want to get and how you should be doing it. Doing it all at once is a virtual impossibility.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, you go for the part times and you turn on a way to get, so like legendary on part, like legendary and part time. Great, turn on bandana. Do yourself a favor and just turn on bandana. Give yourself unlimited ammo and just go crazy because you don't have to worry about a score. Then worry about the score after the fact. Get it all taken care of. Because we tried to do it all at once, and it was a virtual disaster.
I told you so.
Yep, sure did. Not going to lie. I'll say it right here. Man, Dusty was first one out the gate saying, hey, just point of order about that. You may want to just, you know, consider an alternative plan.
Make it a little less stressful on yourselves.
Alternative plan, nothing. We get it all at once, and we do nothing. Yeah, we changed that too. After a couple of hours.
Yeah. I mean, it's a valiant effort, and it's not impossible, but it's dang near unlikely.
It's for science.
There you go. We did there you go. For science. That works. Let's see. In here, we're going to have campaign, multiplayer, and of course, a whole different bunch of settings to deal with on Halo 3 fighting. In the campaign, we're going to have the campaign missions Sierra 117, the Storm, the Ark, the Covenant, and Halo. On the multiplayer side of things, we are going to have social games in 4v4, 8-player FFA, 12-player Infection, and 8v8. In competitive playlists, we have Halo 3 Team Hardcore 4v4, Halo 3 Team Slayer 4v4, and Halo 3 Team Doubles, which is 2v2.
No Griffball?
Not for the Slate, it looks like. Nope.
Oh, too bad.
Sorry, DJ.
Yes, I'm just doing campaign then. All
right. Or you can do customs. You can do custom Griffball.
Right.
which, a note on that too, file share is not a thing, or like it's you can't get to your file share. So if like, you had Halo 3 files, you can't get to them in the flight. So that's a little caveat with the flight that they did address on social media.
Yeah.
And then for Halo 3 multiplayer, the maps are Construct, Guardian, Last Resort, Narrows, Sandtrap, The Pit, Valhalla, Foundry, Standoff, Avalanche, Sandbox, and Heretic.
Rad maps, to be honest.
Custom games will be supported as well, so you can hop on in customs with your buddies. We will be having the poll, and we might do flighting, but there'll be the flighting option for game night tomorrow night, as we do with all the flights that come out. So if you want to partake in our Frag and Friday game night, make sure you head on over to our Discord and participate in that poll. Some settings that are going to be in here. Some of the standard stuff, so configuring mouse and keyboard and gamepad for PC. Field of view, vehicle field of view, separate gamma window mode, unified mellow display. Oh, I don't think they ever had unified mellow display in Halo 3 on the Xbox, but I think that's new. And then some of the other kind of default stuff as far as settings go. So all that stuff is in the flight this time around. That's all the flight-specific stuff. Like I said before, there's a whole huge read if you want to go over to the MCC dev update, and they talk about how they go through production pipelines, bug testing pipelines, engineering for the games, all that kind of stuff. If you want to read up on that, then head on over and go check out the update. For those in the live stream, here is the link for you. Knock yourself out. On the top community reported issues, some of these are still the same. Some of these are a little bit updated or new, so we'll kind of go over some of the top hit ones. They're still kind of dealing with the Xbox performance issues and audio issues, stuttering issues, frame rate issues, all that kind of stuff. That's still there, not really changing much on that one. There is a pistol spread for Halo CE multiplayer with higher frame rate. So they've rolled out a fix on Halo 2 to try to address some of the Halo, or a fix when they released Halo 2 to try to address some of the pistol spread that is not in line with kind of the classic pistol spread that people are used to. That's kind of a newish one. No updates on co-op latency. They are working through implementing the double key bindings. They verified that it works on Reach, so now they're trying to push it out to the rest of the games. And this is looks like they're trying. I guess it looks like they have this in flighting as an option. Yes, not to go in there.
They do have it in the Halo 3 flight.
That'll be so nice. I've been wanting double key binding so much. I've been waiting for that so much.
Yeah.
I need to go through and write down all my key binds so that I can make them all the same for all the different games.
Right.
Because you have to set them for each individual game, which, I mean, I like and I don't.
Plus, once you get Insider, it resets your controller settings across both installations.
Yeah.
Which I discovered accidentally the other day, again, is still there. So
yeah, they said that after the last flight, where it's like, oh yeah, it takes settings from your old one or your official install and it messes that up and yada yada yada. Yeah.
Hopefully they fix that this time.
They probably didn't.
Didn't.
I'm just gonna put that out there. He just like, shh, don't tempt fate.
I said nothing. I said nothing.
And nothing else to report on any of the other issues that have kind of been out there and known so far. So some stuff that's now in design iteration, which some people are probably excited about. Custom games browser, input-based matchmaking, cross-play between Xbox and PC.
Oh, that will be great.
Mm-hmm. And
I thought they would probably never do that with the conversations that we've had about mouse and keyboard versus controller.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, as long as you keep it out of, well, as long as you give people the option to either play in a mixed environment or play in a same environment, I don't think there's a lot of argument there. Other than maybe splitting the player base a little bit, but I don't think that argument really fit or sits or impacts a lot of players. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So like if people want to play in the mixed environment because it's just casual, give them the option to.
Yeah. I've been playing in a mixed environment and I haven't had a problem. I mean, yes, there are instances where a mouse and keyboard gives you a distinct advantage, but in the same instance, as long as you remember that you're playing with a controller, you can adjust for it and change your gameplay style to accommodate for it.
Yep.
Yeah, are you going to be pulling off 360 no-scopes in a blink of an eye? No.
Some people are doing that now, and it's scary to watch.
You know,
Some people are, like, I started playing Halo on mouse and keyboard. I am not as good on mouse and keyboard in Halo anymore than I was when I first started playing Halo.
Yeah.
I am struggling getting back into it. Really struggling.
Oh, I don't do competitive play in mouse and keyboard. I'll screw around in campaign mouse and keyboard, but I will not do anything when it comes to matchmaking.
So I usually try to start out with mouse and keyboard in matchmaking. If I feel like I'm really dragging my team down, then I'll switch over to controller. But there have been a few games where I actually do well enough with mouse and keyboard and I'm at the top of the leaderboard. I'm like, okay, I'll just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got a lot to do with your perspective on the game structure and objective. Because if you're running one objective and everybody else is running another, then success can be mitigated based on those findings and those outcomes. For example, I know for a fact that I don't say this with any reservation. I am definitely better at everybody in this chat on keyboard and mouse when it comes to dying. Nobody can beat me. It's a fact. I will die faster than anybody else there is. I'm really good at it. You know what's funny? I do the same thing with a controller. So I don't feel like there's really much of an argument about, hey, this kills me faster or that kills me faster. No.
That's why your team name is the Respawn All-Stars.
Hey, we make respawning a joyous event celebrated by years and years of new and improved opportunities to survive for 7 seconds.
If you make it to 7 seconds.
Hopefully, and our goal is always 8. Because eventually we'll get to 9, and then I'll feel like I'm a real gamer.
I'm a real boy.
Don't let that get to your head.
What, it's going to make me lose more hair?
I'm not even going to. Yeah, I'm just gonna leave that where it lies.
I'm stopping right there.
Yep, exactly. It's like, I know my boundaries. I'm not gonna. No. Yeah.
Ah, no, you're fine.
In closing, there are some babyish chicks that Postums has. And in case you didn't catch it in the, what was it, either March or April update where they kind of showed people working from home and their environments, he has some farm animals and he has some baby chicks or babyish chicks now. They're cute. I don't know if it's mama hen right by them, but I can only guess that it is. So that is it for any and all of the Waypoint articles. It was pretty much just this update. I haven't seen anything else come out today as far as a community update. So I'm guessing that's all there is. So we'll head on over to some updates on the MCC Pro Series. Since we've been away for a couple weeks, we've had the first Pro Tournament take place and then the second Open Tournament take place. So 2 weekends ago, it was the Pro Tournament. The teams that were in here were, I have to pull this up bigger because it's kind of small in the OneNote. The teams were Inconceivable, which consisted of Ace, Boobadoobu, Falcated, and Spartan. Turning Point, which consisted of Eco, Penguin, Renegade, and Stellar. Sentinels, which was APG, Lethal, Royal 2, and Snakebite. TPD, which is King Nick, Rayan, Ryan Noob, and Saiyan. Lux Gaming, which is Kratos, Dioxide, Straight Sick, and Suspector. Severance, which is Gabriel, Munzi, Rami, and Shelly. Falling Esports, which is Ares, Hysteria, Neighbor, and Sabinator. In Control, which is Common, Silence, Rudiment, and Rind. And the other teams are HZF, Phenoms, JR2's Army, Los Coyotes, NTC, Icon, Status Quo, and RBG.
There we go.
Let's see, for some of the other familiar names, Phenoms was Bound, Neptune, Pistola, and Trippy, and Status Quo was Jimbo, Flamesword, Stormy, and Squale. So those were the teams. The results were that Sentinels took home the championship title for week one. That was APG, Lethal, Royal 2, and Snakebite, the old Tox Rocks roster.
I was going to say, yeah, so basically Tox.
Yeah, they're still dominating.
Wrecked house, I mean, again.
It just proves that if you stick with teammates, you do well. You know each other's play styles.
Yep.
I wish more teams would do that. I really do. So they As first place, they got $2,000. Second place came in with Pride. I didn't see that, Matt. I guess that must have been the TPD. Inconceivable and Turning Point took the third place positions for $500. And then fifth through eighth was In Control, Phenoms, HZF, and Status Quo, and each one of them received $250. That means going into week two for the pro teams that are transitioning onto the next pro tournament, all those eight teams are making their move on. And for the week two open, Lux Gaming won this past weekend. And that consisted of Kratos, Lifestyle, Straight Sick, and Suspector. So the eight open teams, or teams from the open tournament that took place this last weekend, going into this weekend's second pro tournament, is Lux Gaming, obviously, since they took first. The Shell, Goober, Stainers V6, Four Guys, NTC, Baguette, and Falling ESR. And again, that will be taking place this Saturday, and it'll be the second pro tournament on the schedule. So there you go.
Nice.
There's our update on the MCC Pro Series. We've got a few new social posts, a couple of things from Twitter and Instagram. So first one comes from Instagram. This one is a new audio team field recordings, and it's a whole bunch of explosions.
Love things that go boom.
Yes, boom, boom. Love things that go boom, boom. It's so fun seeing all these audio field recordings. Makes me so happy. This one, next one comes from Twitter. For the Black Lives Matter movement, all proceeds and rec pack purchases between June 19th and July 19th will be donated to the NAACP Legal Defense Education Fund. So if that's something that you care to contribute to via purchasing rec packs, then between June 19th and July 19th would be the time to buy the rec packs. I don't think they're doing a special one like they did with the COVID relief. I think it's just all rec packs in general.
Yep. Cool.
And then ODST Firefight coming to MCC. We talked a little bit about that earlier. There's a nice little teaser video that they did in a very Halo 3 ODST-esque style, which I appreciated. I hope we get Johnson back in ODST Firefight.
That would be cool.
I mean, they've given us all the other kind of DLC stuff within the other games. I would hope, 343, if you're listening, that Johnson would be a part of that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, please. and then we've got a fan friction. Friction? Fan friction. DJ's
what is
like,
friction?
DJ's trying to contain himself as much as possible.
Are you rubbing on something or what?
Whoa.
I am leaving that whole thing alone. I'm proving that I can be an adult. Look at me. Look at me being responsible and just smiling wryly at the unbelievable, relentless level of content that I just had the opportunity to expand on, and I didn't because I just kept it all inside.
DJ, could you please read the Fiction Friday that was posted from this last week?
Fiction Friday! The UNSC In Amberclad is a stalwart class-light frigate captained by Commander Miranda Keyes during the Covenant's assault on Earth during Halo 2. There we go.
Woo-hoo. I really want to look more into the different class of UNSC and Covenant spaceships. Like, I feel like as a Halo fan, I should probably understand that a little bit more, but I don't.
I would love to be able to get, like, it would be cool if there was an EVE Online style environment in which you could engage within the ecosystem and within the universe on these ships just in a day-to-day to figure out what's going on the day-to-day. And it'd be like just an endpoint objective, hey, take this here, do that, you know, et cetera. But I would love to figure out what it's like and to be able to just explore one of the Covenant cruisers, to be able to explore one of the, you know, one of the UNSC battles.
That would be really cool. And
to just have the Infinity that you could just go and roll through?
Yeah, and that's, what, 6 kilometers long?
Yeah, that's like plenty of places to go and explore. I feel like we'd have a lot to goof around on. A lot of things to do. Hide and seek. Can you imagine hide and seek inside the Infinity? or a giant game of tag where it's just melee.
Oh my gosh.
And it's instant respawn, but it's tag, you're it, and suddenly you're like, yeah, there you go, you're the monster.
That's a huge ship to play tag in.
It is only huge if you're playing tag with 10 people.
Now imagine if you could get like 100 people in a lobby. That's a huge ship.
Yeah, I was thinking more like a
Halo's new BR. It's a game of tag.
Oh my gosh. That'd be interesting.
I mean,
I'll leave that there.
This ship is a city.
It's more than a city. Like an aircraft carrier. It's a state. This stuff, the whole state of Rhode Island in there.
Yeah, but Rhode Island's a small state.
It's still a state.
Like, an aircraft carrier carries about 5,000 personnel on it, on the average.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's definitely not 6 kilometers long. So, I wonder how many a full complement would hold on the Infinity. And I know that fact has probably been released out there somewhere in the Haloverse.
I'm Googling that right now. 17,000.
On the average, 17,000 people.
That's actually kind of on the smaller side of what I was thinking. But I mean, I guess like there's quite a bit of the ship that's like, so like maybe a good 10-15% of it is just like the engines of the ship and all the weaponry and that kind of stuff. So there's still parts of it that are completely used up by equipment and whatnot, but still.
Well, and ships, vehicles, launch bays, prep chambers, training facilities, right. On top of your, you know, on top of all the civilian quarters and contractors' quarters.
Well, in the extended lore, if you read it, they do refer to Infinity as a city, as having the complement of a city, or the population of a city.
Yeah, that makes sense.
343, you didn't put the skull in the frickin' flight.
Uh-oh.
You're playing it right now,
aren't
you?
Yes, I am.
I've been trying to figure out what this look of concentration has been on your face. I'm trying to figure out what you're doing or if you're just frustrated about something. And no, you're playing the game during the podcast as any proper
I need to be able to properly evaluate this game.
I feel guilty for not playing it right now.
Oh, jeez.
The sad part is this is probably the only time I'm going to get to play it for the next 2 days.
Oh, very, Lord. Very nice.
Well, unless we play it tomorrow. But
great. Pins brought up an interesting point. Does that number include crew of the Stalwart class ships that are stored in the Infinity? Which I don't know.
I would imagine no.
But this is from Halopedia, so shout out to them. The complement after the post 2558 refit, this does not include Spartans, but it's 18,262 personnel. That's 8,900 Navy, 1,700 Oni, 480 UEG, 24 Swords of St. Helios, 8 Special Assets, but apparently that's not Spartans, 5,400 Marines, 800 Army, 750 ODSTs, 200 Air Force. And then there's 10 Mammoths, 560 Warthogs, 80 Scorpions, 8 Albatross, 150 Broadswords, or Pelicans, or long swords, 329 drop pods, soy IV drop pods, and then 124 HEV drop pods, and 10 Strident class, or endless class frigates.
Like, you could create a game just on the Infinity alone.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have to build up and learn to and perform different jobs and accomplish different things and rank up. And then you get to do the job of this next rank and this next character. And so that you eventually get to experience the entire ecosystem of the Infinity. You know, that would be genius.
Telltale needs to do that.
And Blur.
And Blur. Those are two very different art styles, Blur and Telltale.
I'm always going to say Blur for everything. I want Blur to do my obituary.
Blurb.
I wonder. I would think they might do stuff for. Okay, I'm.
Obituaries?
I'm hoping they do. Wait, what did you say?
For obituaries. Well, make a video of me dying gloriously in battle.
I'm sure they could do it if they wanted
to. Basically, it's DJ tripping and falling off of a cliff in a Spartan suit. That's pretty much all it is. Like, oh God, did he die?
Just see a hammer and a sword on the ground, and you try to figure out what was his the method of death. And a ball.
That's where DJ
what
was.
What happened? He got ankle deep in water. Damn it!
There's a investigation quest line in the Telltale game, but you have to figure out, okay, which of the three items, depending on the position and the things in the room, was the method of death that DJ befell, or that fell before DJ, or fell upon DJ?
It's a Q&A quiz. What's more deadly, direct fire from a scarab, this blazer, and the Spartan looks over, grabs a cup of water, and pours it on the floor, and points at it. Water.
The most lethal element in the game, water.
What happens if you get sprayed down with a hose? Does your suit short out? Like, because I feel like it wouldn't. It's designed to be in rain, and yet, still, you touch water.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's a little breakdown on Infinity for you. So yeah, cool. Yeah, last thing we have on kind of Waypoint or Halo specific related stuff is there is more reveal of some figures for Mega Constructs that came out yesterday. Some probably hinting at more Halo Infinite related stuff. Take that with a grain of salt, obviously, but they are out there for those that want to go and find it. I believe Halo Collector tweeted it out there, so yeah. Kid Skull and Stocky, morning.
What's up, Stocky? How's it going? Welcome.
He stepped in the pool and he drowned.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yep, wrapping things up. Halo 3 Flighting's out. Go check it out. We will be playing it all throughout this weekend.
Must play! Must! Play.
And GT's playing it right now.
Actually, right now I'm at the post-carnage screen, but anyway.
Which mission did you just finish?
Sierra 117.
Oh, so you just started.
Well, they only have 4 missions available.
Yeah.
5.
Or but 5. Yeah. Okay, it goes from Sierra 117 to the Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
just a small jump there.
I mean, it's not like you can play the whole thing on Xbox right now if you wanted to.
I could.
Wow.
Too much. On community highlights.
I just have to make sure that when I do move from computer to computer that I remember which mouse that I was using to game with and which mouse I'm using to scroll through podcast notes.
He's trying to switch weapons, and all we're just seeing is pictures moving across the page. What? What's happening?
It's like
what
a GT. This? Wrong computer.
Damn it. Wrong button.
Just find a way to have show notes displayed in game.
Right. There you go.
I'm trying to figure out how I can get them overlaid. Oh. Chroma key here. Oh.
Let's see. We're doing this. No, I wanted to shoot that. I didn't want to click that. Anyway, under the community highlights, we have one thing to go over, and that is Forge Hub's May Community Favorites. So as they do every month, they go through and curate, or they ask people in the community to vote for the latest and greatest maps that have been posted over on the community forum. So the top picks for this week, we'll do the honorable mentions first. First one is Warehouse District by Squid's Rule. The next one. That kind of looks like a city one. Kind of reminds me of Turf a little bit. For those that want to follow along on the stream, here you go. Second one is Sunken Remorse by Cap Kando. This kind of reminds me of the underwater temple hallways in Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is Elemist by Nobody. Oh, that's an interesting way to spell that out. That's very creative. This one kind of looks almost underwater city-ish, kind of. Next one is Interchange by Lee Georgeton.
That looks cool.
Yeah, kind of a city-esque one that has some colorful building blocks that kind of make it look constructs, Lego-ish. Next one is Racetrack Co-op by Squid's Rule again. I guess it's a track point with checkpoints. Because there's a screenshot of different level difficulties. Not sure what that's that's about
interesting.
Yeah. Guilty Title Sanctum by Guilty Lemon. And then Boreas by Hamish K and Lazy Studio. A very cool wintry foreigner theme map. And then in third place, we have Colloquarium by Arpod. It's a very popular name within the Halo Fortune community. Very kind of old Sangheili Ruin-esque type map with nighttime snow weather added to it. Second place is Couch Co-op Stage 1. This is by Shoddy430 and Bob is Here. Looks like kind of a map that's inspired by the Maw from Halo CE. Not sure what specifically with this is playable, but the screenshot is kind of very reminiscent of the Maw from Halo CE. And then I think this is kind of cheating because Arpod also gets first place with On the Rocks.
Wow, that is gorgeous.
It is pretty, but he stole a third and a first place.
I mean, when you're good.
You're good.
You know, true. There's just a point where you're just good, you know, it's the way things are.
So there you go. So congratulations to all the folks that have been selected for the community favorites. If you are a forger yourself, make sure you head on over to ForgeHub.com. And check out all the awesome Forge tools and tutorials that are over there. It's a very welcoming community. If you are just getting into Forge or need help with a Forge project, there's plenty of people over there that are willing to jump in, do custom lobbies, help kind of give feedback on map flow, map design, art style, and all that kind of stuff. So if forging is your thing that you want to get involved with, ForgeHub is definitely a community to check out. On the community content side of things, we have quite a few podcasts to catch up on. HCS Pro Talk has episode 129, Quarantine Edition, and episode 130, Black Lives Matter. Podcast Evolved has Mission Debrief episode 100, Halo Spartan Assault Part 2, and Mission Debrief episode 101, Halo Spartan Strike Part 1. They also have Build with Blocks, the Ultimate Warthog Guide. Because there's a lot of Mega Blocks Warthogs. I think there's over 10. Maybe even close to 20. There's a lot of different Warthogs out there. Actually, I think it's more than 20.
Well, and I can't wait to build mine where it's basically just a Warthog that is covered in external hammers. Just constantly, bam, like this, and that's how it bounces along.
Oh my gosh. It's like, the wheels are hammers.
Can you? The wheels are just hammers, and it's just bouncing and just like this.
Oh my gosh.
And I should put a scarab gun on it.
For the turret? You just hear four hammer swings simultaneously as it goes.
Oh my god, that'd be beautiful. Except for you tear the Warthog apart with the hammers every time that they drop the ground. So it's only going to be good for about five steps or maybe a city block before it ends up exploding. But for that five, that one block, you will dominate the world.
Well, I mean,
right? This is the sound of death.
For hammers, mostly, the person that swings it, they don't get the damage effect. They get some of the physics effect, but they don't get the damage effect. So if you attach the hammers to the hog and make it to where the hog doesn't take the damage.
Right, so they're sticking out the end and they all just bounce like this. The hog just bounces off the ground.
It's like a rowboat. Like as you paddle along, the hammer swings sideways. So like if you're turning, the two hammers go like this and then the back ones just go straight.
If we could make a hammer rafting situation where it's like white water, and if you fall out of the raft, you die, because obviously it's water, but you the only way to aim is with a hammer, like a gondola from hell. That would be incredible!
You see?
DJ's gondola ride from hell. All these? There we go. That's trademark!
You see someone like riding Braille with a gravity hammer in water, and it's like, what the heck? You just see fish randomly pop up, because they're just click. Pins is like, what am I listening to right now?
What is this, and what have you done with the rest of my podcast? Oh.
When you come and finally get rescued after being stuck on a planet for a month, how did you eat? Oh, we ate really, really well. What did you do? We went fishing. How? With a gravity hammer. What?
Yeah,
it works. Sort of. A lot of water displacement.
It's like we heard this distress signal is very ominously gravity-ish. Oh yeah, that was our drumming sessions. What drums? Hammers. What? Yeah.
There was a lake here. Why is everything wet? Well, here's the thing. We went fishing with gravity hammers.
What's the thing about that?
What could go wrong? There's no forecast for rain. What's going on? They're fishing. Oh.
Oh, geez. That's great. That's a good idea.
Hopefully that ends up in a machinima somewhere. All right. Anyways, moving on.
Moving on. Finish the Fight podcast has episode 33, Halo 4 Part 1. Sacred Icon Halo has episode 33, Remember When We Used to Call Chief a Cyborg? Back in the Halo 1 days.
Oh, got it. Okay.
What were you going to say?
When the hell was he ever called a cyborg?
Halo 1. Yep. Oh. Remember the grunt saying like bad cyborg?
I'll be honest, I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to the grunts back then.
Well, the grunts were the best part of that. But I'm going to go back and listen
now.
Yeah.
I was too busy trying to figure out how to go fishing with a gravity hammer. I don't know.
And then episode 34, side quests at Waterfang Gorge. Not sure what that's a reference to, but there you go. On the YouTube side of things, got a couple of things to highlight. First one is Halo Completionist has finished his updated Halo 2 Lazo playlist. So if you are daring in trying to accomplish Lazo, which I will attempt at some point, then he has finished that playlist, and he did a live stream run through of that as well. So the live stream, I don't know if it's a replay if he actually did it, but the live stream replay is just under 8 hours, which doing Lazo in under 8 hours is still very impressive.
Doing Lazo, period, is impressive.
Well, there is that. Yes. Ultimate Halo did an interview with Tim Dadabo, the voice of Guilty Spark.
Yep.
Which, so, a little sneak peek announcement here on the podcast for those who are listeners. We're going to have him on the show here. So, if you have questions for Tim, make sure you comment on Discord.
When is that happening?
TBD.
God. That's his initials. Yes, you can't say TBD because that's his initials.
What's his middle? Is his middle B?
I don't know. I'm just assuming that if I think of the initial of Tim Dadabo, it's going to be TBD.
That'd be crazy if it was. It's
TBDB.
Oh my gosh. TBDB? TDDB?
Sorry.
TDDBDD. There was.
I digress again.
I have reached out to Tim. He is interested in being on the show. We're just trying to nail down a time, whether that is going to be on the regular show or during a weekend side thing. We're still trying to figure that out. But if you have questions for Guilty Spark that you have been dying to ask or want to ask, we'll obviously put stuff out on social media when we lock down a date and time that we're doing it. But for our loyal listeners, just know that that interview is coming.
Woohoo!
Awesome. I'll be excited to hear how he did in his race.
Yeah. Someone called us out because Podcast Evolved also had Tim on one of their episodes. And iStar, thank you for, or A-Star, I keep saying iStar, A-Star, called us out and was like, huh, looks like there's some competition. And was like, well, we're getting them on too.
Okay, to be fair, we had Tim Dadabo at Outpost Discovery last summer. So. Yes.
I'm just still impressed that he knew who I was just after meeting me at Halo Fest, and that's the only other time that he's seen me.
Yeah. He's cool like that. He's very cool like that.
Like, that was the only time we met. Only time we met in person before, and I was setting up for the game show or doing the pre-run in Chicago, and then he comes up and yells my name, and I'm like, who is that? And it's Tim Dadabo. It's like,
yep.
Okay, you know who I am. I'm very humbled and impressed. but yes, we'll have him on the show here. Hopefully within the next couple of weeks. We're still trying to iron out when that's going to happen, but stay tuned and we'll let you know when that's happening. And again, if you have questions, feel free to drop them to us via social media or Discord. So yeah. General Kid, which I don't know if this is DJ's new favorite YouTuber now. He has a couple of things. There's an alternate Gravemind intro cutscene, which is China exclusive.
Really? Yes.
So because of certain laws in mainland China about showing gore in video games, Blur actually had to go and film different angles of the Gravemind cutscene.
Yes. Really? Interesting.
Yes. And there's another interesting difference. So apparently the MCC version that's mainland China is a completely separate build. Well, not completely separate build. It's a separate product than the other MCC. So mainland China MCC is like maybe for one or two update into MCC's lifespan. So it still has a lot of the old bugs and whatnot. There's no Halo 3 ODST. There's no Reach. It hasn't been updated in years. But apparently that install is a separate title in like Xbox Marketplace, Steam, all of that, than mainline MCC. Yeah. And the cutscene for Gravemind is different in Halo 2. The in-game cutscene in Halo CE where you punch and get keys, the data chip, that's changed. And then apparently for pretty much all throughout campaign, I guess you can't have dead people on screen. So once an enemy dies, it shrinks down and it disappears. And there's no blood splatters. There's no blood effects on the ground. Like, all that goriness is completely removed.
So it's Halo 5. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, kind of like in Halo 5-ish.
Interesting.
Apparently, some of that still works in the main title. The switch for that is if you just have a file that's called Pegasus in the main directory of the MCC install. Now, because of updates, it all doesn't work, but the shrinking bodies in campaign still works for everything but Reach. It's weird.
That's
so there's a second video he put up that is basically all the differences between the main release version of MCC and the China mainland version of MCC. It's about, I think, 17, maybe 19 minutes long. It's over on his YouTube channel. So calling out those two videos from his...
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. It's kind of one of those quirky things of like you wouldn't necessarily think about, but once you hear about it, it's like, oh, that's interesting. So yeah. Calling those two out.
Nice.
And that was pretty much the YouTube highlights I wanted to put out. We've got some more artwork from quite a few artists that we're going to be calling out. Archangel has a teaser poster for a Machinima project that he's been working on called Blackout, or Spartan Project Blackout, which looks really cool. Mr. Halo Art has quite a few things. He has a Black Lives Matter. And again, these are all just straight up Forge, no post effects, whatnot. There's a Black Lives Matter picture that he did in Forge, a Pride Month picture, an ODST, kind of in, I think that one actually came out today because of the ODST announcement. And then there's one called Psychedelic, which is really interesting.
That is very unique.
Yeah. It's basically color bleed through on something, and then there's a Spartan outline with a plasma pistol. It's really bizarre.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's actually really, really cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Then Gattuso, he has Sergeant Johnson and a squad of ODSTs preparing for a firefight. This continues to look like it's coming out of the project that he's working on. It's really cool as well.
Nice.
Unfortunately, people still keep stealing his art and reposting it on Twitter and Instagram, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, it's really a sad thing when you got to watermark your art just to share it.
Yeah. Well, and yeah. People that are reposting it are even like zooming it in and to crop out the watermark sometimes.
Well, about the only thing you can do is stick the watermark right in the middle of the freaking picture.
Yeah, which then ruins it. And
yeah. So apparently he's filed a copyright claim against the account. But the account's been there for a while, and apparently there's several accounts out there on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram that all they do is repost stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is an unfortunate reality.
All we can do is call it out when we see it and try to do the best for our community and try to support the content creators directly.
Yep.
Pixel Flare has a new one. This stemmed from an idea of Spartan on Spartan Kill Squad. It's a very different take on kind of a Halo piece. He merges in a couple other sci-fi things. Kind of still keeping it Halo, but kind of on the verge of not quite Halo. So it's almost like he kit bashed a saw, a BR, blades from a brute weapon.
Yeah. It's actually really incredible.
It's bizarre, but still kind of cool.
Like, I told you not to touch my chicken nuggets. Bam!
Have a chicken nugget on each one of those spikes.
Touch my nuggets!
Oh my god, that would be so funny if it's a chicken nugget gun.
You get chicken nugget.
I will force feed you my chicken nuggets, and you will like it.
That would be funny, yeah. Chicken nugget gun,
All right. Hello, modders. Just saying.
Oh, jeez. Just mod McDonald's in the game, and that's how you get ammo refill on the gun.
You blind people by just smacking them with a fish fillet. And you get stuck to the...
A fish fillet from fish that was fished up with gravity hammers?
Exactly. See, it all comes full circle. Food fight.
Foo Fighters.
Oh. Halo Foo Fight! Halo Foo
so,
Fight!
So, Archangel, if you're listening again, we have a second request for you. We need a warthog filled with Spartans holding hammers, picking up fish fillets, and a fishnet in the back of the hog. Like, so get a troop hog that has kind of the back without the turret and the back of a net of fish. Buy a empty lake.
Oh my god.
Like that. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm curious to see when he comes up with the first one that we had, the
Walmart gonna be great. One.
I've included a couple new artists in this list as well. One actually tagged us in an artwork that he just released today. This is from Ezel VFX. It's a showcase, or he's showcasing Master Jay 2001's Halo 5 Nightfall armor, which he's been working on this armor since Halo 5 released, like remodeling it in Blender or something like that. Or he's been working on it for a very long time. So Ezel FX took that and did some really cool spiffy stuff with it, and it looks fantastic.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then last one here is Cole Protocol. A few people probably know his work from Sins of the Prophets that he does. And this is the elite battlecruiser Courageous Defender moves to engage the brute assault carrier Oracle's Servant. The Golden City is in chaos as ships from outside High Charity pour within, seeking shelter from the battle raging outside the city. Lots of just ship mayhem that's happening. That'd be so cool to actually play at some point.
Wow.
I still need to get on and try to play Sins of the Prophets at some point.
Yeah. It's incredible.
That's it for the community content. Over to community musings. We have a couple of tweets. GT, you want to take the Halopedia stuff?
Sure. Let me get to that page real quick.
Do you want to pause your game real quick? And
No! Must not pause! Must see 60 FPS and 1080-ish P. Let's see.
Yeah, Halo Hotshot. Oh, and shout out to you, too. I think you're the guy behind the Halo Hotshot's Twitter account, I'm guessing.
Yes. And
you've been showcasing some stuff, too, so shout out to you as well.
Most definitely.
We can definitely start including your stuff in our shout-outs if you would like. At some point, we need to get some of these artists on the show. Might need to just have a massive roundtable with them, because there's a lot of great stuff that they do. I eventually want to commission them to do some stuff for Podtacular or something.
Eventually.
And we've got to figure out who's going to make my hammer-based fishing
game. Yeah, Halo Hotshot, if you want to work on that one while Benoski works on the other one that we asked him to do.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
and
sure.
Gravity hammer based Spartan.
And I'm going to shout out
Morton Legs flare around.
Yeah. I'm going to shout out Pixel Flare real quick, too, because I've been bad at getting back to him. I don't know if GT and GJ, if you checked these out yet. I know Zach and Ace have checked these out, and I still need to check them out. But Pixel Flare has actually been working on a streaming and social media asset set for us, which is pretty much done pending our feedback, and I feel bad because I haven't given them feedback and it's been at least 3 weeks. So I need to get back to them this weekend. But from the stuff I've seen, it looks really good. And within the next 2 weeks, you should see a pretty big brand refresh across Podtacular. All thanks to his work.
Yeah, so, it definitely looks good.
So, sorry, GT. That was all
That's
time
all right.
to kill for you.
I spent the time getting to where I needed to be.
There you go.
Hillipede is Lore Thursday. Let's see. Let's make that bigger so I can actually read it.
Zoom in.
Zoom! Bigger, bigger, bigger!
Change FOV smaller.
Yes. Unfortunately, OneNote doesn't have FOV.
Oh, God. Get it together, Microsoft Office. Really? Come on!
It has Zoom, at least. It does have Zoom.
Yeah, it does have Zoom, but that's not the same. Come on. I'm not an accountant. I'm a gamer.
Sorry, go ahead.
Potentially employed by the UNSC forces during the Battle of Installation 04 and Earth, the SRS-99C-S2AM sniper rifle is a powerful weapon able to eliminate hostiles at long range. I would hope it would be able to at long range because it's a sniper rifle. Anyway.
One of the best sniper rifles that Halo's ever produced.
Yeah.
The rate of fire on that thing is so fast.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Guess which level I just started? The Ark. Anyway.
Great music.
Yes, most definitely. Unfortunately, I had to pause it so I could read this because it was too distracting.
Oh, I'm sorry. It just so happens that we have a podcast regularly scheduled at 8:30 on Thursdays.
I'm sorry. You're cutting into my playtime here. It's really sad when you set your alarm for 5:30 in the morning so you can have some playtime before you go to work. Because when you come home from work, you're too damn tired to even turn on the computer. Anyway,
thanks.
Trivia Tuesday for Halopedia. Did you know that the original 2005 era design of Halo 3 Sandtrap level envisioned the map as an asymmetric, sequential objective map, a concept later revisited in the Invasion and Warzone Assault mode of later Halo games?
I did not know that.
I did not either.
Huh. A sequential objective map. Interesting.
Hmm.
I'd be curious to see that original design as it would exist in Invasion today.
True.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. There you go. A little bit of a Halopedia trivia right there.
There you go.
And then on other note, looks like Troy Denning's Shadow of Reach has been delayed until October 20th. So no longer September release. So,
sad.
Yeah. It'll be really short time between reading the book and actually playing the game if it comes out in November. We will see. Over on the events side, this is courtesy of noobcomic.com. I'm going to include this weekend and next weekend's events because by the time the podcast gets out, half the events are already over. Taking place on June 13th, which is Saturday, we have the MCC Stats Halo 3 Team Slayer Tournament. Also on June 13th, we have the Pro-Am Series Halo 5 4v4 and the Columbus Microsoft Store Halo Reach FFA. So I guess a lot of the Microsoft stores are doing their own thing now amid the whole COVID stuff going on.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what that organizational structure is looking like or who's.
So I thought it was still the pro team, like Tashi, helping orchestrate. Like when they were doing all the Microsoft stores, I thought they were the ones that were kind of organizing it and the kind of sponsoring some of the prize payouts and all that kind of stuff. Because they had the live stream where they actually showed the Microsoft stores in each region playing against each other.
Yeah, when I left Microsoft, I kind of lost touch with who was running all of that.
Okay. On June 14th, we have three events. We have the SWAT Nation SWAT Competitive Series, the Esports Arena Halo 2 Classic 4v4, and the Esports Arena Halo 5 2v2. And then next weekend, starting on Friday, June 19th, we have QX's Halo 5 FFA. On June 20th, we have the Pro-Am Series Halo 5 2v2, Lucky's FFA SWAT Tourney 2.0, the European Halo League Halo 5 4v4, then of course the MCC Pro Series Open Tournament number 3. And then on Sunday, June 21st, we have the GT Halo Quarantine Schoolyard Trios.
So, you want to tell us what your Schoolyard Trios is about there, GT?
No. No.
No.
We don't talk about school.
What happens in the schoolyard?
Stays in the schoolyard. Yeah.
So those are the upcoming competitive events courtesy of newcombo.com. That's another guest we need to get on the show at some point. And we're just kind of breezing through here. We've got our topics of the week. We have our community poll that we put out and Ace's Mayhem, as we coined it last time. Which one do we want to take first?
Let's do the community poll because it's probably going to take less time than Ace's Mayhem.
Okay. We actually have more community poll responses than we do Ace's Mayhem responses.
Really?
Let's start with the community poll. Yeah. So this week, actually on Tuesday, which is normally when we put out our polls, marked to the day a year since we saw the E3 2019 trailer and Chief in his full-on armor in the Pelican. We saw Brohammer. We saw the Pelican. We saw the broken Halo installation and the Cortana dialogue and all that good stuff. So, in honor of that, our poll this week was what Halo armor that has appeared in game is people's favorite. Yeah. It's a hard one because there's things about the different armors that people like and don't like, and we actually got an interesting variety of responses on this one. I think this is, compared to some of the earlier polls that we've done, this is probably a little bit more widely distributed than some of our more recent ones. So we'll start on Instagram, because we actually had one person reply on Instagram. This is Spartan0398. And see, he said for him it's going to be, he said N1, but I do all these by letters, so I'm guessing he means N-I, which in this case would be the infinite armor that Chief is wearing.
Not a bad choice.
No. He didn't say why, he just said N1. So, there you go. Over on the Facebook side of things, no responses there. So we'll just hop on over to our Discord next.
Facebook is dead.
Sometimes we get responses over there, but not that often. We have Confal chiming in for Poncho Chief. We had a lot of people write in Poncho Chief, which, yeah, it's. I could see people wanting Poncho Chief in there, but like it wasn't. It's not playable, so.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't exactly appear in game, so terminals are
true.
But there were quite a few people that brought up Poncho Chief.
I personally see the only one that truly matters is Arby and the Chief by Jeff Easterling at Outpost Discovery, but I'll just say that. Thank you, Comedic Hermit, for that.
That was cool to see happen.
It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And actually see him get dressed up in it, too, was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the joke of Outpost Discovery was Arby Chief.
Yeah, getting Easterling into that was hilarious.
It was fun. That was a whole lot of fun.
Yep.
Sal or Pins Halo, he says for himself it's going to be the Halo 4 Master Chief. I will say the art in Halo 4 is like, especially for the 360 hardware, is some of the craziest art that they've done.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 100% agree.
I will give you that. Not my personal pick, but I'll give you that. Archangel or Banoski, for him he's going to say the Halo 2 Anniversary Chief. So I did put in there in addition to, so I guess I'll read off the options. I didn't read that, but Halo CE, Halo CE Anniversary, Halo 2, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 4, Fireteam Raven. He did technically appear in the game. I didn't include Halo Reach because that was kind of that was an Easter egg, not kind of officially in there. And then the Halo 5 Master Chief and Infinite Master Chief, even though we haven't played him yet, but he will be playable. So those are the options. So Archangel said Halo 2 Anniversary. It's the ones that he's always been most familiar with and that he grew up with, especially since he got his start on the original trilogy. Blue M Cat, for her, she says the Halo 4 or the Halo 5. Super new and shiny and feels way more like armor. Interesting. I wonder why she says it feels more like armor. Because like I look at the Halo 1 and 2, and that's kind of that bulky... I don't know, DJ, do you have any insight into that kind of stuff? Or from your personal experience, since you were in the armed services?
So with regards to what aspect?
Well, so she said that for the Halo 4 and Halo 5, it looks more like armor, I guess, than the other ones.
I think the detail aspecting to it, which showed more joints and it there was more moving pieces to the puzzle. There was a much more deeper and complex nature to the design. And I think that's just because of the development of technology and the advancement of the engine and the artwork and the style and the styling and the resolution that we could see. There was just more for us to be able to see. So it's like the difference between if you look at Chief's armor in CE Anniversary versus CE and H2 versus H2A, there's just more detail in the design because they were finally able to update it and upgrade it. So, but when H4 came out, it was the same. So it was consistent across the board. It wasn't a matter of upgrading. Whereas H3, his armor was a little plain Jane.
Okay.
You know, if you look at the originals and don't include the anniversary editions, 1 to 2 to 3, there was some changes, but it wasn't significant detailing that it wasn't the significantly finite detailing that you see in the H4 and beyond.
Okay.
In my personal opinion, that's not necessarily doesn't mean no, I'm right. It just means that's just my thought process.
Yeah, that's what I was asking for. So, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That helps me understand that better. So, thank you. Skyrim Halo is going to agree with Confal and said that Poncho Chief should have been included. Wolf Savage of Salvage. Interesting display name. He's going to also say Halo 4. Fuchs is going to say for him the OG Halo Combat Evolved. And then we head on over to Twitter, our most interactive forum when it comes to social media. Lane Thomas, shout out to Lane for making our podcast theme song. He's going to have to go with Halo 3, one of the classics. Frizzle Chief, I don't know if you're still in here, he also said Halo 3. Harispus, he also said Poncho Chief. Poncho Chief's in the running for number one here.
Right? How did Poncho Chief win? Wasn't even one of the options.
Right in, apparently.
Good Lord.
Yeah. For Taras, or Late Night Gaming, he's going to say Halo Infinite for him. Nerd Gallagher, or Nick Gallagher, he is going to say Fireteam Raven. I think that's our first Fireteam Raven pick. The Halo Fireteam Raven one does look pretty cool. It's kind of a mashup of Halo CE, Halo 2, and Halo 4, I feel. It's kind of all those armors mashed together. It's almost my top pick.
I can see that.
To be honest. I'll say what my topic pick is when we get to our top picks, but it's almost my top pick. Misa Red is going to say Halo 5 is her pick. Mending Mercy, Halo 4 for him. Your Jeans Lee is going to say Halo 4. Benoski is going to say Halo 2 Anniversary. Bodblood779 on Twitter, he said he loves the Mark 6, but he thinks his favorite design is the one from the package. Oh, interesting. From the anime.
Okay. Ah. Again, not playable in game.
Right, right. But interesting. Okay. Fair enough. Dangerville Team says Halo 4. Ooh, this is a good one. Goldberry. The one from Forward Unto Dawn.
Love Forward Unto Dawn's armor. I wish that was more regularly used.
Comedic Hermit. Arby Chief.
Arby there we Chief. Go. Arby the Chief.
There you go. You're not alone, DJ. Majority FFA. Halo 3. Darth Cybertron. Halo 3. At Kira 828. Halo 4. Ryuji. I think that's how you say their name. Halo 2. Ashaman ND. Is going to say, what? Huh? Oh, he's commenting on like how NF's not Fireteam Raven and NG's not Halo 5 Guardians, but he for him he's going to say Halo 2 Anniversary.
Oh my god!
So thanks for giving me more crap after people are saying Poncho Chief and Thwart Under Dawn and all that stuff. The Lee Boy says Halo 2. K Morales 17 Halo 2 Anniversary. Keisha Dilla says Halo 2 and tie between Halo 2 Anniversary and Infinite. Spartan underscore that tie between Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, and Halo 4. Humble Jack Jackie J Halo 2 Anniversary. Super Scrungus Halo Infinite. The official ESS or Energy Sword Sunday tie between Halo Combat Evolved, Halo 3, and Halo Infinite. I'm just going to kind of speed run through these next ones. Halo 4, Halo 2, Halo Infinite, Halo 4, Halo 4 and 5, and Infinite. Halo 4, Infinite, Halo 4, 5, and Poncho Chief again. Halo 3, Infinite, Infinite, Halo 1, Halo Infinite, Halo 4 and 5, another Halo 5, Infinite, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo CE, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo Infinite, and a shout out to Mark IV from the comics.
Cool.
Been a lot of shout outs here. Fireteam Raven, Fiesta Chief, a squash down chief with a straw hat.
It's Squatty.
Squatty Chief. Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo Squatty 2, Buddy. Halo Combat Evolved, Infinite, Halo 4. Halo 3, Halo 4, Halo 5, and Infinite, Halo 4, Halo 3. Gosh, there's a lot more responses than I thought there were. Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo Infinite, and Halo 2. Wow. So that's a pretty big spread.
So Arby and the Chief wins. Thanks so much for playing.
It sounds like Halo 4 and Halo Infinite are the ones that are near the top.
Right below Poncho.
Right below Poncho. Yeah. So we had three or four people say Poncho Chief as a write-in.
Yeah.
So Halo 4 and Infinite. I honestly wasn't quite expecting that, but I respect it. I respect it.
I pretty much had expected Halo 4 to be up there because it of all the armor, it is the best looking. But it is, with Halo Infinite, you know, nod to the Halo 3 armor, I can see that. See that being as a popular choice as well.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's a hard tie between Halo 2 Anniversary and Halo Infinite. It might change to Infinite once we actually get gameplay or flighting or actually play the game. But yeah, it's between those two for me right now. What about you, GT? What's yours?
I mean, cosmetically, I like Halo 4. You know, and that's just because of the graphic. And the only real reason is because the graphical updates that were made to the engine for Halo 4
on the 360, nonetheless.
Yeah. You know, without the hardware change and still being able to come up with, you know, something that looks that good, it just, it truly amazes me. But
for sure. And then, DJ, what about yours? I think you posted in the chat, but just for people listening at home.
I mean, I'm always going to go with Arby and the Chief because it's funny. But as far as actual in-game, I'm going to say H... I know I'm going to get a lot of crap for this. It's going to be between Infinite and H5.
Okay.
As much as I love the H4 armor, and it was beautiful, I think the H5 armor provided us with a much more detailed experience with maneuverability, with function, with all of the functioning jets for ground pounds and for Spartan charging. There seemed to be more active functionality in the armor itself, and so I thought it was a much closer portrayal to the descriptions and the experience we get with the armor in the books and in the lore.
Interesting.
For me, that I thought it was a better experience in that manner. Yeah, and
I hadn't even thought of that.
As for forward, and I that's why I liked it, because it was just much more of an immersive opportunity to look at how this armor functions and really get an idea of what different kind of movement mechanics these Spartans have to consider when they are engaged in combat. I mean, if you think about how quickly we have to respond with our hands and our fingers, imagine if you were to actually be a Spartan, the kinds of control you would need to have and lightning fast reflexes to not only use what you've got physically already, but add all these different augmentations on, and then the different maneuvering thrusters and maneuverability of your suit adds several other layers of really active engagement to your experience in that armor. And I thought it was really cool to see that in action in H5.
Yeah, I've never thought about that. When I read future books, I'm going to have to keep that in mind. I've never thought about, like...
See, and I came at it from a really weird perspective, in the sense that once I started reading the books, I started getting frustrated with the fact that, wait, this is not how I remember it being played in H1 and H2 and H3. And, as I started moving on, I was like, wait, okay, well, now... And I learning more about game development and the fact that, well, those kind of movement mechanics just weren't an option at the time.
Right.
And so it's... And it's interesting because there's different models, different versions, and different different builds of Spartan armor. When you're reading through the books, the different models and different designs for different purposes. So each have their own unique abilities. Like the ones that were active camo. They had active camo built into them. That was their purpose. They were specifically stealth models. I want to say it was in the K5 beginning, or
Ghost of Onyx trilogy.
Yeah, the SPI armor.
Yeah, the SPI armor, which, you know, we haven't gotten a chance to play with, but when you look at the different abilities and the different options, I thought H5, storylines aside, I know everybody's got their opinion on the storyline, that's not what it's about. I thought the movement mechanics and the way you were able to functionally operate inside of this armor was a closer match to what we have read about for years in the lore, for those of us who are actively engaged in the lore.
Interesting. No, that's...
So,
again, that's something I've never thought about, and now I'm going to think about that every time I read another Halo book. I've honestly just never thought about it. That's cool. All right. I can definitely respect that answer. All right, on to Ace's Mayhem, if you're still here, Ace. He was here earlier on Twitch. He's probably lurking.
That is a bear.
Yes, that is a bear. So, this week's Mayhem question from Ace is, and I posted the link to the Twitter question for those that are in the live stream, if you could add one vehicle you always wanted to the Halo Infinite lineup, what would it be? Wrong answers only. So I'm just going to go through some of the options, and then we can kind of think about what we might want to say or add to this. Abelistic Productions. He's the one with the bear.
So you want a rideable bear is what I'm understanding here.
It's like, okay, how do you make that a vehicle? Like, do you want to ride the bear? Do you want to mount the bear and ride the bear? Is that what you're trying to do? Because that's the only thing I can think of. Unless it's a reference to a grizzly, which is a tank already in Halo, but what do you guys see? How do you guys interpret that one?
I mean, I feel like it's Master Chief's made friends with the bear. Some bears are nice, some bears are mean. Please don't get the two mistaken or you'll lose an arm or most likely your life. But that being said, I don't see why a bear wouldn't be a good friend if it wants to let you, as a large two-ton individual, climb on top of it and not squish it. Well, sure, there you go. That's one monstrously strong bear.
Smart, you'd probably crush the dang thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But you two could be friends. It's not like he could bite you.
Sure.
You're in armor.
Sure.
Right? A giant rubber chicken.
So Abelistic with a bear. No text to clarify, just a bear. Ace, who posed the question, said the Cybertruck, which I don't know if that's a wrong answer. Because of all the crossovers of like the Cybertruck being the Warthog and all that stuff. Like I don't think you followed the rules of your own question. I'm calling you out on that one.
All right, I've added my answer now.
Well, I mean, it's not in the Halo universe.
It's a futuristic truck. The Warthog's a futuristic truck.
No, it's not a futuristic truck.
With a Pope bubble on it.
It's now. It's not future. It's now.
Ish.
Right? The future is now.
I don't know. That's way too similar to what's already in Halo, I think, to qualify as a wrong answer. Especially since the first thing that when the Cybertruck was released, it was all the comments of how closely related it was to the Warthog. So no, I'm calling you out, Ace. I'm calling you out.
Are you talking about the Tesla truck? Gotcha. I thought you were talking about the Homermobile.
Oh.
No, that's basically dumbed down Gen 1 graphics for Halo CE. Yeah, that's a space saver. There you go.
So no, Ace, you have violated your own mayhem post.
Yeah. Okay.
Halo Completionist said the Millennium Falcon. Yeah.
That would actually be an incredible crossover.
That would be. Did you ever watch the sci-fi mashup video that I sent you?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Honestly, I thought it was funny. I thought it was
funny. Because I know when I sent it to you, you were a little trepidatious about watching it.
I was like, oh God, what am I going to see now? What's, you know.
I'm glad you got some entertainment.
Are we going to have stormtroopers standing there saying live long and prosper? What's happening?
I'm glad you liked it. Strict Cleave 112. I'm not sure what this is referring to. The Silver Lazo vehicle? I'm not aware of a Silver Lazo vehicle. I don't know what that's a reference to. Unless someone has any insight into that. The Homermobile from A-Star. Someone said a pogo stick.
Hey, it's definitely out of the game, and it would be funny.
Yes.
Chief, quickly! Get to the Pelican! Dun, 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 mm-hmm.
dun, dun, dun. The flying vehicles from the Jetsons. That's a clearly good connection.
Yep.
I'm glad someone said that, because I figured that was probably kind of the safe go-to answer for this. At Alex_06, the Mystery Machine. That's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
There's plenty of vans in the various different games.
Yep.
That'd be a really interesting update to just throw out there for like one day in game and then have it just be pulled right back out. Just throw a Mystery Machine somewhere in one of the streets in ODST.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden there's the Scooby-Doo van just sitting there just randomly.
That would be funny.
And they'd be like, wait, what? And then all of a sudden it's gone.
You know how many people would get nostalgic over that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They would spend an entire day cramming every possible piece of footage they could film because they know they only have 24 hours to make video content and they're going to have to get it from every angle possible.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so cool.
And then have it only show up randomly.
That'd be so cool. I'm going to skip this next one.
Wow.
Just to kind of keep it family friendly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Next one from you, DJ. The scooter?
Oh, yeah. Yes, but you have the... But, again, advanced movement mechanics, you got to be able to do the flip. That's how you dodge getting shot.
You have a rocket coming at you, and you do the flip, and it just goes right underneath you.
You just flip.
There you go. Sindaku, which I think... Yeah, he's still in here. Fred the Chicken.
Sinkdaku.
Okay, sorry. Yep. Sinkdaku. Fred the Chicken.
Yep. Love it.
Nostix Gaming. Actual living oversized warthogs with turrets strapped on their backs.
Singing Pumbaa. Singing Hakuna Matata the whole time. It's just, it's Pumbaa. Big, giant Pumbaa with a gun on his back. Singing Hakuna Matata.
Twin guns on the sides. No, the tusks is where the machine guns are.
Oh my God. And it's just laser beams. Just blazers.
My wife is probably saying, like, you're ruining my Disney childhood. Stop that.
Stop it.
She was down here. She might be sleeping. E. Krinis says Badger 288? Is that a reference to something?
228 badgers. I mean, what could possibly be wrong with that? What could possibly go wrong with that? Hey, we're putting you on we got a special project. We're putting you in a Pelican with 228 badgers.
What the hell for?
Well, we're going to see what happens.
And then crow underscore hex, a skateboard. Yeah. And then my wife contributed to this one. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Please, for the love of God, let somebody mod that into the bridge sequence in Halo 2 Anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
And instead of a tank, the wiener is the gun. And it's just a Wienermobile that you're driving on the bridge, shooting everything down. And you're shooting hot dogs. You're shooting Oscar Mayer wieners at the enemy. That's what we call fun family shenanigans. I want the dear modders, please let us do that.
Yeah, that's yep. Probably the best one.
And then change all the grunts into Pikachus.
Pikachu. Pikachu. Someone stole mine. I was going to say the Mystery Machine for me, but so I'm going to go with my backup and say the TARDIS.
Oh.
Yeah.
Active warping. Mm-hmm. Going, like, except for it's randomized. So if you're in, like, ODST, right? If you're in ODST, it just randomly pops you to different sections of the city. You may not be there already. You may not necessarily be anywhere near your target. But whoops, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be cool.
These are all really great, terrible ideas. I love it.
That's why it's Ace's Mayhem. GT, you got a pick?
You know, I really don't know. There's so many good ones.
Just say rollerblades.
Just name a few. Don't have to restrict it to one. Just name a few.
The General Lee.
I'm going to admit I don't know what that is.
Not watched The Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
It is an 80s requirement that I think.
So you have no idea what Daisy Dukes means.
I know of the term.
Well, that's where it came from, is Dukes of Hazzard, and now you have an official project. You need to go watch at least some of The Dukes of Hazzard. It's probably on Hulu. It's, yeah.
Oh.
I'm honestly shocked. I feel like I apologize to the entirety of the chat. I raised him better than this. I'm not sure what happened.
I'll blame my own ineptitude.
Why is it every time I have a conversation with Dust, I feel older?
Because you are older.
I mean older than I actually am. You know who I'm talking about, right? Do you know what the GoBots were?
No.
Well, if he doesn't know Deuce of Hazzard, he's not going to know GoBots.
He's definitely not going to know GoBots.
Pins is really disappointed in me right now.
I'm did you ever see the original Battlestar Galactica, the show?
The original?
Lauren Green?
No.
Oh, there's a good one, a Viper.
Oh! Best answer today! There we go. Actually, I completely agree. That's, yes, a Viper. Those things were rad. They will always be rad. They will always be one of my favorite fighter ships ever.
Oh, let's see. What did they call their motorcycles?
From the
1985
from
version?
The second one? Oh, I don't know, bad writing?
Yeah, well, how are you at?
What were they called? I forget, but they were they flight cycles or I don't know. They were the epitome of cheese.
Yeah.
I tried to rewatch that one on Netflix. It was so bad.
Seriously, we will have a podcast at one of these points where it's just gonna be you two, and we'll see how different the podcast is with references and whatnot with you two running the show, and I'll just be in the background editing the thing together.
It'll be a special edition called Sci-Fi Gone Wrong, and Sci-Fi So Right.
So yes, all the the older audience listeners that we've just lost because of my lack of movie education.
Movie, yeah, just TV show,
entertainment education. Like, there you go.
So many new things for you this week, Dusty. So many new things. You're going to get to watch the Dukes of Hazzard. You're going to learn how to shave. There's going to be a lot of fun this
learn
week.
Learn to shave? Oh.
You're growing up now. It'll be fun.
Am I a real boy, Danny?
Dear Lord. Knight Rider. Kit. That's another one. Man, turn a warthog into Knight Rider. Dear mods, I want a car that talks back to
me. There you go. Just look up Catherine Bach.
Here we go, Pens.
Okay. DJ, you want to chime in?
About?
Well, I didn't know if you were just rambling off or if you had a specific favorite. Well, I guess you said the scooter, so.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say the scooter until GT said the Viper, and I'm going to have to agree with GT on the Viper. Like, although if it is wrong answers only, then technically I'm going to go with the scooter because you can do the flip over anybody shooting at you, which would be ironically
the flip with the gravity hammer.
Battle scenario. Oh my God.
That's how you do the flip.
A gravity hammer with
That's
wheels.
How you do the flip.
That you ride like a mm-hmm. broom.
Mm-hmm.
I am so awkwardly excited right now.
All right. I'm going to be honest,
it doesn't take a lot to awkwardly excite me.
I think we'll end on a high note and we'll start wrapping the show up there.
There we go.
So I guess since a lot of us are going to be streaming on our personal channels a lot over the next couple of weeks because of the Halo 3 flight, why don't we go ahead and list off our personal streaming platforms, social media, and all that stuff, starting with you, DJ.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for my social accounts at DJBluePDX or right here on Mixer at Mixer.com/DJBluePDX. If you want to hit up our Discord, you can do so at the Mixer Comedy Guru at Discord.gg/ComedyGuru.
Very nice. GT, what about you?
You can find me on Mixer at Godzilla Todd. Find me on Twitter at Godzilla Todd. And just keep an eye out, and I'll post on Twitter when I will be able to stream, if so.
Cool. And then for me, Duststorm at most places, Duststorm117, where Duststorm is taken. So just try to kind of find me there, and that should pretty much work out. For all the streaming stuff, it is Duststorm. So at least for Mixer and Twitch, when I'll be streaming there, it will be at Duststorm. And again, just like GT said, just follow me on socials. I have a Facebook page and the Twitter account that you can check out. And whenever I decide to try to stream this weekend, that's where you can find out when I am going live. So there you go. And that's going to wrap it up for the show tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, either via live stream or via download. We appreciate all of our listeners. You can check us out on our social media platforms. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also check out our live streams on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube, where we stream our podcast every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That is 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 1:30 a.m. GMT, 2 p.m. Australian Western, and 12:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Time. Fragrant Fridays is at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays. Again, if you want to participate in the poll, that will determine on what game we play for tomorrow, including the possibility of the Halo 3 flight, then make sure you go on over to our Discord and cast your vote there. The vote will be up here shortly after the podcast is over. And then Achieving Halo takes place at Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time over on the Podtacular channels. We're currently running through MCC right now, so if you want to help us get achievements, like Kid Skull so graciously did this past week, thank you very much for that, by the way, then you can head on over to the stream and then hop in. Kind of the trade-off is, if you help us get an achievement, we'll help you get achievements. So it works out for everybody. And then you can interact with us on Discord, our Spartan Company, and our Xbox Club. Make sure you check out all those places. You can check the podcast out on all major podcasting services, iTunes, Spotify, Google, TuneIn, which is Amazon's, and then a whole lot of other places. If there's a platform that you listen to podcasts that we are not on, please let us know. That way we can try to get the podcast on the platform that you desire or listen to podcasts the most. I want to shout out to our patrons who are contributing to us through the thick and thin of the pandemic and all of the stuff that's going on there. You can find a whole bunch of different ways to contribute and get some perks back. Things like being able to access show notes, being able to access podcast stream VODs, being able to participate in topic nominations and all that kind of stuff over at podtackler.com/Patreon. And want to shout out to a couple of our patrons who are donating at the higher tier, including Confowl, who's been a big community presence for quite a few years, and the Lurk Burkus as well. Thank you for contributing to Patreon. Appreciate it. And then we have an Amazon affiliate link. So any purchases that you make on Amazon, you can head on over to podtackler.com/Amazon after you see your cart. And then after you check out, we get a little bit of commission off of your purchase. And then you can also donate to us directly if you choose to do that as well. We have a little PayPal set up that you can do that if you want to donate to us directly instead of going down the Patreon or Amazon purchases route. So those are ways that you can contribute. For those that saw, we kind of put a statement out on Podtacular Twitter regarding Black Lives Matter. We are going to, anything that we collect over the next month, starting June 15th, whether that be through Patreon supporters, Amazon purchases, Twitch subscribers for the month, we're going to take all those proceeds and we are going to donate that to ACLU. So if you want to donate or make purchases through Amazon using our affiliate link or support us through Patreon, then everything that we receive, or because most of the payouts at the end of the year, anything that we would receive over the month starting from June 15th to July 15th, all those proceeds we are going to donate to ACLU, and I will match that personally up to $117.
I see what you did there.
It's got to be Halo related somewhat, right? I mean,
yeah, I don't like it.
I will personally match up to $117 for anything that we receive via Twitch subscriptions, Amazon commission, Patreon, patrons, or donations directly through PayPal. So awesome. There you go. And we'll make an announcement on social media on the 15th when we start actually doing that. So there you go. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. GT, DJ, any final comments before we wrap up the show and maybe go play some Halo 3?
String cheese is not something I eat for reasons of personal explosive gas.
We need to have a DJ's Corner as a final topic.
You didn't say it had to be Halo related.
Of course I didn't, but it just you've had that past couple times where it's like, oh, we should just have a final DJ, like DJ's final thoughts segment before we completely wrap up the show, I think, from now on.
There's my final thought. You're allergic to cheese. Please don't eat it. Bad idea for you and the people you love.
There you go. GT.
And when done with said can of cheese whiz, do not throw it in the campfire.
Very good advice.
There's a story behind that.
Very healthy advice.
There is.
That's for the post show and for our patrons who get access to the VODs.
Hot cheese and metal frag. What's up?
Well, that's going to wrap it up for the show tonight. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will catch you all next week or on one of our other live streams. And until then, keep on fragging them in the trucks.